You are Locked On Falcons Postcast, part of Locked On Sports Atlanta, your team every day.
Welcome, guys, to a victory postcast here on the Locked On Falcons postcast on the Locked On Sports Atlanta YouTube page. I am, of course, the host of Locked On Falcons, Aaron Freeman, joined as always on this postcast by ATL Day One's co-host on Locked On Sports Atlanta, Jarvis Davis. And we finally, Jarvis, we finally get a chance to talk about a Falcons win this season. I don't know how many we're going to get, but we are going to cherish this one. But it got real hairy there at the end. It felt like they did it again. They did it again. They had the game in the palm of their hands. Dude. They almost blew it. But the defense finally decided to show up and make some plays. So get the people started at those last few minutes of this game.
Well, you know what? You know, to be honest with you, I have to talk about the fumble, right? Because I even tweeted out. I was like, this is a statement because, you know, the Falcons had forced the Seahawks to punt for the second time in the game. Yeah, second time in the game. And they, you know, had really bad field position. And then Cordarrelle Patterson started going off. And you know, from a running game standpoint, I said that, you know, they had success with it. And I think they needed to focus in on that. And that's what they started to do. And they started moving the ball. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is a statement drive right here. This is exactly what Arthur Smith wants to do. Run the football. And, you know, pass as less as possible when the number one is at quarterback. And then here you go. You're doing what you want to do with RPO, which you had some success with. And you fumble the damn football. And then we go into a Falcons PTSD mode. And there you go. But the guy that the Falcons took care of financially, and Grady Jarrett, he started the party. When you're talking about putting Geno Smith on the ground when you're supposed to and making him look like a guy that is an average quarterback at best and a backup quarterback that shouldn't be starting in the NFL. And I'm glad that the Falcons defense took the time out to make him look like that at the right time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was typical Falcons finish, but they just made the right number of plays this time, right? After the fumble, Seahawks get the ball back. You got Lorenzo Carter. He got a sack. That set them back.
Yes.
But then
yes.
Seattle moves the ball. It looks like the Falcons are doing that soft zone stuff. They hit TJ Lockett for a big 20-yard gain, and then Grady Jarrett shows up, gets the big sack, pushes them back. And then Geno Smith on fourth down, fourth and 18, right after the two-minute warning, overthrows Lockett again, and Richie Grant gets the interception, and the Falcons basically kneel, get a couple of Patterson runs there to salt the game away, get that kneel for the victory. But it was Jarvis, man. It was like we're happy, guys. We're absolutely happy the Falcons got the win, but it was just like, are we going to do this? Are we doing this every week? Where the Falcons right. have the win in their hands and they blow it, and then we have Jarvis on here complaining about the soft zone defense letting Seattle go down. It was close, but the defense, you know, they were doing a lot of bend but don't break in this game. I think they got what, three red zone stops in this game, yes. And then that final turnover late in the game. The offense started off really strong in this game with Drake London having a big game, Kyle Pitts getting involved, having a big game. Mariota, until the very end, was actually looking pretty good for the most part, playing his best game. And of course, Cordarrelle Patterson got into it. We'll get into all of that, guys, coming up, talking about the positives from this Falcons performance on Sunday to get their first win coming up. But I got to tell you about the freshest coffee that you can get, and that's, of course, Coffee AM, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fresh. Right after a win, you just pour that hot cup of Joe. Right after a Falcons win, it's the high-quality roasted coffee. It ships to you same day, so you know you're going to get fresh, whether you want coffee, whether you want the espresso, those expertly crafted blends, you want gourmet teas, you can find it all at Coffee AM. Just go to coffeeam.com/lockedon today to look at their full menus of coffees, teas, and gift sets. That's coffeeam.com/lockedon, or you can use the coupon code LOCKEDON15, that's LOCKEDON15, at checkout. Again, Coffee AM, the best small batch coffee roaster in America. So Jarvis, victory Sunday goes into victory Monday. Let's talk about some of the things that we will be talking about as the standouts in this game. explosive offense. They finally got Kyle Pitts involved. I know you were reminded a little bit of a game many years ago. You touched upon this before, where a certain former Falcons coordinator, not be the head coach of the 49ers, had been hearing it for weeks and weeks. Hey, get Roddy White involved in the game. And then he goes out against the Indianapolis Colts and says, okay, I'll get Roddy White involved in the game. We're going to force feed him the ball three times on opening play. It didn't work out for the Falcons on that Sunday, but it did seem like the Falcons made a concerted effort to get Kyle Pitts the ball early in this game, and it seemed to really work out in their favor this Sunday.
You know, I mean, and that's what you want, right? That's what you need, you know, and I like the fact that it was, you know, that was part of those scripted plays that most offensive coordinators start the game off with, because that's some of the things that you want to put in the defensive mind to have them start to think about. That's why you were able to find a Drake London later on in the game, because you know that, hey, they're actually trying to get him the football, so let's focus in on him even more so than what we did coming into this game. So I think it's a mind playing tricks on him, right? You know, if from an offensive coordinator standpoint, if from a play caller standpoint, you put those things out there so, hey, they can start focusing in on those things, and then you start opening up things for other guys. And I think that you saw that, you know, throughout the game. And I think that, you know, getting Kyle Pitts the football is nothing wrong with that. You know, making sure that he gets involved early on is nothing wrong with that. And I think that for Arthur Smith to go out there and do that, and I'm not sitting up here saying that, hey, he listens to the fans and all that good stuff. That's why I didn't, because it was, if you look at the plays in which he called and how the plays were designed and the reason standpoint like that, it wasn't force feeding him. It was a play that was perfectly designed for him. And Mariota made the throw when he was open. And, you know, there was a couple times where he didn't do that. But, you know, you're thankful for them doing that early on and getting them involved in the game, because, like I said, it ended up opening up a lot of things for this offense. And I think that, you know, you have to use those guys and whether they're getting the football or whether they're being a decoy and their teammate is getting open. I think that you can play around with those things as the season goes along.
Yeah. Kyle Pitts ends the game with 5 catches for 87 yards, more than doubling his yardage total from the first 2 weeks combined. Drake London has 3 catches, 54 yards and a touchdown. Alamide Zaccheaus got a splash play in there, 2 catches, 49 yards. He even got Anthony Firkser involved. His 1 catch went for 22 yards early in the game on the Falcons opening drive. And of course you had Cordarrelle Patterson coming on strong, 17 carries, 141 rushing yards, career high. Already he set the career high, I think, in week 1 with 120 yards, and now he's only surpassed that. Also had a touchdown, had a big 40-yard run in the second half, and it just felt like, you know, this was the game, as everybody, I think, has dreamt up what this Falcons offense has been. Get the balls into the hands of your playmakers, right? We saw right. Patterson have a big day. We saw Pitts have a big day. We saw London have a big day. And you were seeing other guys sort of sprinkled here or there. Avery Williams here. Anthony Firkser are here. Zaccheaus there, et cetera. And so I feel like this was, you know, it wasn't always pretty for this Falcons offense, but it was kind of what everybody, I think, drew up going into the season of what they want to see on a weekly basis. So that was good to see. Defensively, as I said earlier, not quite everything you wanted to see there, but you saw that pass rush come through in the closing minutes of this game, and that's what you really needed. So it just feels like this is, again, it wasn't the prettiest game, prettiest W, but you just needed to find a way to win. And, you know, your big-time guys and Grady Jarrett and, of course, London and Pitts and all those guys really came through for you on this Sunday. Anything else, Jarvis, that you want to add before we close out this victory postcast?
You know what? I think the main thing is that, you know, that you like to see, right? You saw the defense, and a lot of people talk about the soft zone and all that stuff. I get it. I understand that part of it. But when you have your guys not getting to the quarterback, guys using trying to bull rush and not get off blocks and take advantage of those guys who haven't really protected that well, you know, through the first couple of games of the season. So you see those guys, that was really huge for me to see, you know, in that fourth quarter, Lorenzo Carter, Grady Jarrett, Taquan Graham, you know, forcing a hold, which was huge late in the game like that. So all those things make a difference when you're talking about, you know, affecting the quarterback and affecting the game, you know, and making the necessary plays in order to get a win. And you like the fact that the Falcons actually did that. They did it.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's it. That's really it, guys. Like, again, we can sit here and nitpick and say, okay, they've done that better. They could have improved that. But you just needed to find a way to make the plays to get the W, and that's what the Falcons did. Obviously, we're going to have you guys covered all week long on sort of the plays that they did make, the plays that they didn't make, as we cover this thing all week long on Locked On Falcons and, of course, Locked On Sports Atlanta. Jarvis, let the people know what you guys got coming for them with the three shows and the four hosts on Locked On Sports Atlanta all week long.
We are locked and loaded for tomorrow. We got Georgia sleepwalking through a win. Got Georgia Tech firing Jeff Collins. Of course, we're going to be recapping the Falcons, you know, getting this dub, and because that's what we've been looking for. We're like, we finally got it. So a lot of good stuff. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at LockedOnATL. You can follow myself at JarvisD90 and hit that YouTube channel. We're almost at 4,000 subscribers. And Locked On Falcons is almost at 3. So, hey, we need to get to 3 and 4 by next Sunday when the Falcons take on the Browns. So we need y'all help, man. Come on. Come on, get there.
Yeah. We need actually, y'all. Jarvis, we just crossed 3,000 on Locked On Falcons. So, you know, if we can get to 4,000 by
yeah,
next
go get to 4,000 by next week. Let's do it, man.
Let's do it, man. Let's
crazy, get there, crazy so. Goals, man. Let's
do it. All right, guys. Yep. You find Jarvis and him all week long on Locked On Sports Atlanta covering all local sports. Of course, I got you guys covered with that Falcons coverage on Locked On Falcons. We'll be talking, I think, to Will McFadden tomorrow. And of course, you know, later in the week, we'll get you guys geared up for what the challenges are for the Falcons to extend this win streak to from 1 to 2. You know,
win streak.
What could possibly happen there? So we'll be doing that with Locked On Browns a little bit later this week. Of course, you guys can find me on Twitter at FalcFans. And we really, again, appreciate you guys for tuning in. Finally, we got a victory here on this podcast. So looking forward to covering this win and talking about all the things that went right for the Falcons as opposed to went wrong for the Falcons for the first time this season as we keep this thing covered. But guys, really appreciate you tuning in. Of course, we'll have you covered here all week long on Locked On Falcons and Locked On Sports Atlanta.